Thank you, Reggie and Mayu. I know Mayu in particular, she talked to me this week on Thursday and was hoping that that little piano there, what do you call it? Sounded well. Believe me, it sounds good. And you guys did a great job. And we appreciate and love you. Thank you. I'm going to talk about gratitude. In the histories of this world, there have been certain people whose faith and sense of gratitude, even in the face of grave adversity, human misery, and the threat of human death, are not diminished. Take a certain individual who knew that the sound of the next footsteps in the dark corridor might be those of the guards taking him away to his execution. This man's only bed was the hard, cold stone floor of the dank, cramped prison cell in which he was imprisoned. Not an hour passed when he was free from the constant irritation of the chains and the pain of the iron manacles cutting into his wrists and legs. Separated from friends, unjustly accused, brutally treated, if ever a person had a right to complain, it was this man, languishing, almost forgotten, in a harsh Roman prison. But instead of complaining, his voice rang out with words of praise and thanksgiving. This man was the Apostle Paul, a man who knew the meaning of true thanksgiving, of being grateful, even in the midst of terrible adversity. And he wrote, "Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Divine science, our teaching, consisting with the teachings of the Master Jesus, teaches that what God is, we are. All of us, without exception, as we are made in the image and likeness of Him. When I say we, all of you and me, are made in His image and likeness, I am not speaking of the man whose breath is in his nostrils, the Son of Man, a personality out here in the world. Rather, I am speaking of the I Am, our true eternal identity as spiritual beings, as individualized expressions of God. We are as leaves on a tree. We're a drop of water in the ocean, a ray of the sun, one with its source at all times. It's probable that most of you sitting here this morning completed the basic principle of divine science course. As a matter of fact, it looks like most of you have. In the book, Divine Science, Its Principle and Practice, you read about the inherencies of God. Inherencies in character. These inherencies include wisdom, knowledge, understanding, power, life, joy, and love. You also learn that every inherency that is in and of God is within you. There are no exceptions based upon one's so-called race, color, creed, religion, nationality, or whatever. There are no exceptions. Every person that comes forth into earth as a son or daughter of God, of man, has an eternal spiritual truth as a son or daughter of God. And we are here to know who we are in spirit and in truth. And for God's light from within us to go before us here on earth. That is our purpose in life. Just like the Master Jesus, who was a son of man, who came into this world, who went by the name of Yahshua ben Joseph. Joshua, the son of Joseph. He realized his source totally. So much so that his essence, his truth, the Christ of him, the light of God, went forward blessing and healing with love and fullness and experienced by all that were receptive to it. And what did Jesus tell us, my friends? That we, too, could do what he did. That it was not him that doeth the works, but the Father with him. Well, that Father is still alive today. Always has been and always will be. He is within and of you and in and of me. And it is up to us, each of us, to die daily to our bloated egos and the errors of the flesh, so that our Christ too shall go forth as the light of God, bringing about love and peace and all that is good. It's our choice, my friends. So, now that we have been reminded of our spiritual nature, what does this have to do with gratitude? Well, gratitude has everything to do with the nature of God, the true nature of each one of us, of goodness, of love, of joy. Joy, for instance. Joy is a consciousness of fulfillment, a sense of being filled and not overflowing with good, and overflowing with good. A sense of being whole and complete. It is not the fleeting joy of a passing human sensation or emotion or the possession of material things out here in the world, but the pure joy of being alive and aware of our unlimited potential as spiritual children. This sense of overflowing energy and well-being, which we call joy, comes from within, from our source, from God. And thus, if in consciousness we are truly living in God, and we say we are walking in Him, then praise and gratitude cannot be absent. It is impossible. Just as fear and faith cannot occupy the same space. Metaphysically, gratitude and thanksgiving are both necessary in demonstrating abundance and prosperity in our life through divine law. Constant gratitude of God and thankfulness to the friends and loved ones whom He uses to supply us out here in the world is the natural character of those who live in the oneness of their source. And through life's experiences, through prayer, meditation, through the reading of Scripture, through the practicing of the presence of God in our lives, it becomes very clear to us, without a doubt, that being thankful for what we have increases flow to us and creates abundance in all of its forms. We come to see that gratitude is a great mind magnet. When it is expressed from the spiritual standpoint, it is powerfully augmented. The saying of grace at the dinner table, for instance, has its origins in this idea of the power of increase through giving thanks. An example: if you poured into my cupped hands some sand that contained tiny particles of metal, I might attempt to see those particles of metal with my eyes, or even feel them with my fingers. But that would be impossible. Yet, if I passed a magnet over the sand, it would quickly collect the metal particles from the sand and hold them together. Likewise, my friends, a grateful heart is a living magnet. It always attracts substance. It will always attract good. It does not matter what you call substance, by the way, whether it is health, happiness, peace of mind, joy, abundance, or material possessions, whatever it might be. A grateful heart is the magnet that attracts to you your particular concept of good. A grateful heart full of love also creates warmth within us. It brings about wonderful feelings deep inside of us. Feelings that are not of this world, but rather are born of spirit. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow nor turning. In the Bible, the relationship between praise and thanks seems to be a close one. In fact, many of the passages in the Bible encouraging or commanding us to give thanks are linked to praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name is a common exhortation throughout the Bible. And so the word thanksgiving appears 30 times in the Bible, and the word give thanks can be found 48 times. And thanks in some form or another appears 100 times. This being the case, we can see that the repetition of the word alone implies that an attitude of gratitude is extremely important. Important so much so that it was punctuated by Jesus himself. In the book of Luke, we read about Jesus entering a certain village. And there he met 10 men that were lepers who stood far away from him and asked that he have mercy on them. Jesus said unto them, "Go show yourselves unto the priests." And as it came to pass, they were cleansed. And one of them, a Samaritan, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice, he glorified God and fell down on his face at the feet of Jesus, giving him thanks. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this one stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. And then in the book of Colossians, Paul tells the people to act toward one another in love and unity. That because Jesus established peace, and because we are all a part of Christ's body, we too should be at peace with one another. But Paul also said that we should be singing to God from a heart of gratitude, and to do everything while giving thanks to God. He writes, Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. But where does gratitude have its place in today's world? In the realm of today's world, a world of seeming error, a world of material, a temporary world that calls to the ego and promotes self-seeking. We are all too familiar with the hustle and bustle of modern-day life, the hurried pace, the frantic quest for this or that, the quest for more and more, for status, for money, for power. Thus, all too often, we see much ungratefulness in the world today. Yes, there are those that have no clue as to what gratitude is or from whence it comes. And without a spiritual compass, without principle, all too many decide they cannot or will not be grateful until they get what they want in life. And until these things materialize in their life, they believe that they have no reason to be grateful for anything. My friends, this type of thinking is backwards. It's errant. And it goes against the law. Because it is only through the realization of our spiritual truth, our source and consciousness, through the practicing of the presence of God, through true prayer, through meditation, and through gratitude, that supply and substance come to us. Whether it be health, peace, love, joy, abundance, and again, those things of the material world. And there must also be an appreciation for all that we have today. Are we appreciative for what we have right now, this very moment? All that has come to us through grace. Are we appreciative? One cannot claim realization and a consciousness of good, of God, if he is complaining that his glass is half empty. Rather, a grateful, appreciative, and humble soul, he is to sing and praise because his glass is half full. And what is it that a wise man once said? I was complaining that I had no shoes till I met a man who had no feet. Thus, Thus, there are those that never seem to be grateful for anything and take for granted all of that which has been given to them. They seem unable to give or serve others, do not share with their fellows, know not true love, know not their source, and are unable to demonstrate God on earth, or all that is inherent within them, just waiting to come forth through their very realization in consciousness. Simply stated, ingratitude is error that is brought about by a sense of separation from God. Ingratitude is counter to the very nature of our beings. And just as surely as is lying or stealing or immorality or any other error, it is of the ego and the flesh. And so Scripture reminds us that although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him. Bottom line, my friends, an ungrateful heart is the heart that is not full of light, that is a prisoner to the world of flesh, and is indifferent to God's mercy and love. It is a heart that the individual knows not God. That individual does not know that God is all. Neither do they know that all blessings come from that source. Mahatma Gandhi once said, "Yes, earth provides enough to satisfy every man's need, but not every man's greed." Speaking of individuals living in a sense of separation from God, we come to a literary fellow by the name of Ebenezer Scrooge. If we are familiar with the Charles Dickens story, A Christmas Tale, then we are indeed familiar with old Scrooge, a loathed old man who is greedy, selfish, uncaring, mean-spirited. If ever there was a man whose characteristics and demonstrations were the very opposite of those of good, of God, it was old Scrooge. Scrooge was a humbug, a bitter old man who gave thanks to none, gave thanks to no one or to nothing. His God was his money. But as we know, as we all know individually, the light comes to us in varying ways in our lives and at different times. For Saul of Tarsus, it was during his journey to Damascus. And hence, after being blinded by the light, Saul was no more. As the Apostle Paul came forth in Christ. And thus it came to pass for old Scrooge, his awakening, his realization, and finally, as a prodigal son, a return to home in truth. Old Scrooge was visited by four ghosts, or spirits, as they are also referred to. And as a result of the insight and realizations provided by each, Scrooge awakens in his bedroom on Christmas Day with overflowing gratitude and boundless love and joy throughout his heart. And off goes Scrooge out into the streets of London, basking in the light of God, the light of love, the light of his Christ, determined to bring about happiness to the citizens of London. Of course, for today's lesson, the story of Scrooge serves as an allegory, not unlike those contained within our Bible. So in Scrooge, we see a man of the ego, a man of the flesh, an ungrateful and greedy old miser who comes to the realization of his source, who comes to know the I am of him, of God, of good. And thus, Scrooge's resultant personality and character are of love, joy, kindness, abundance, and generosity. The very characteristics and inherencies of God, of his very being. And so, the light of realization, when we, you and I, are ready to receive it, comes to us in varying ways. For Scrooge, it was through the four spirits that came upon him. For Saul of Tarsus, it was the blinding light. Think about what it is that brought about your realization of your I am. What brought about your realization of the truth of your being? Of the incomprehensible, loving, and eternal source that lives you and is your Father. And be still in that realization and give thanks and be exceedingly grateful for your awakened Christ consciousness. And let us not live in yesterday's realizations, my friend. That was yesterday. We have today. But rather, through daily prayer meditation, through the continued practicing of the presence of God, let our egos and errant personalities die more and more each day. Thus, as we pray without ceasing, a greater sense of gratitude shall become a natural characteristic of our lives out here in the world. By the way, gratitude is not only the sharing of it with others. More than often, it is an internal thing. Something we can ponder while alone at home, walking, out in the park, sitting on a bench. Maybe there are some of you today that practice gratitude by thoughtfully and consciously taking some time out of your day to think about the many blessings that you are grateful for now. Think upon those wonderful things that matter in your life, the things that are going well out here for you, the love you get from your families, from your friends, and especially think upon and give thanks that God is your shield and buckler, that no harm can ever come to you, that you are one in and of him. And by doing such, we see that in many ways, our gratitude is like prayer. In fact, if you pray every day, your prayers themselves are a form of daily gratitude. Praising him, and as Paul wrote, pray without ceasing. Put me to the proof, says the Lord of hosts, and see if I do not open a blessing on you as long as there is a need. And let us know that gratitude is not something we only consider mentally during a particular season or holiday activity. We don't give thanks and embody gratitude only on Thanksgiving Day. We seem to, but certainly we shouldn't, or only on whatever other day designated as being special out here in the world. Gratitude should be constant every day, every moment. I'll break from scripture to share a story of Germans, and I believe it was British, World War II, that stopped on Christmas Day to come out of their trenches, to hug one another as brothers, to give thanks to God for all they had. On that day, no shooting, no killing one another, no hatred. And then the next day they went back to killing one another. Why is it we can't live in that love all the time? Why is it that Christmas or whatever other holiday has to be the day we say, oh, this feels so good, the peace in my heart? That peace is there every day. Gratitude should come forth every day from with our consciousness as a measure of that mind that was also in the Christ Jesus. In everything give thanks, Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. And if we are really living in the realization of God, then we shall be known by all those about us, our family members, our friends, our co-workers, and sometimes even strangers, as individuals who are loving, kind, giving, appreciative, and grateful. And like King David, individuals that give thanks for the very nature of their being and the blessings that are theirs. Thus King David prayed to God, wealth and honor come from you. We give you thanks and praise your glorious name. Everything comes from you. My friends, please know that whatever is going on in your life today, whether it be abundance or whether a sense of lack, whether it be health or whether it be so-called sickness, whether it be joy or unhappiness, all of it is the outpicturing, the creation of your very own consciousness. Your beliefs and your attitudes concerning yourselves and your relationship with life itself. How do we say here? As within, so without. And as the author wrote, man thinks in secret, and it comes to pass. His environment is but his looking glass. So if you want abundance in every phase of your life, if you want contentment and joy, you must first seek the kingdom of God. And this kingdom of God, my friends, is not someplace up in the sky that we go to in the future. It is a state of mind, a consciousness that includes harmony and outstreaming goodwill. It is God within. Gratitude is of an attitude that realizes that good is just another name for the allness and omnipresence of God. And your attitude shall determine your altitude in life out here in the world. For certain, sincerely grateful attitude takes us to the highest peaks of God consciousness. As we go forth from church today, let us carry with us the knowledge that there is nothing that God withholds from us ever. We may not always get what we want, but we shall always receive that which we need as our sufficiency. Let us be grateful for all that comes to us through consciousness, through grace. Let us be thankful in all things. And therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all of these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Shall we make this lesson practical today, my friends, and into the future? Will you join me now in our closing meditation and let this lesson into your consciousness. Please close your eyes. Relax your bodies and sit comfortable in your seats. Take a nice gentle breath of air and give thanks to God for that. Father, immersed, full, and complete in your eternal good, my heart is filled with bountiful praise and gratitude for the eternal unconditional love that is mine as your beloved child. I give thanks for the grace bestowed upon me even during those times when ego and personality seek to have their way. You are my shield and buckler, Father, and there is no weapon formed against me that shall prosper. How blessed I am. Let your light shine forth from within me, dear God. Let my utterances out here in the world be words of joy, of love, of understanding, of peace, and of a great sense of thankfulness as your blessed child. Father, for the awareness of your loving and giving presence that is here and now, in all of its glory and all of its power, O most loving God, I give you thanks. Amen. The Lord blesses thee and keeps thee. The Lord shines his love upon thee and is gracious unto thee. He lifts thy consciousness and gives thee peace. Amen.